To understand why the rail industry wants help with insurance, you should know what happened in Graniteville, South Carolina. Phil Napier is Graniteville's fire chief. Napier tells me one night in January 2005, he got paged about a train wreck. He hopped into his truck, and before long, he found the train engineer.
So I stopped and rolled the window down, and this gentleman told me that they had a chemical leak, and he couldn't breathe, and he fell to the ground. And immediately, it hit me. It basically took my breath, and all I remember is making a U-turn heading north, but I ended up south. And there's a time zone in there that I have no memory.
When Napier came to, he got word from his radio. The train carried chlorine, and a toxic cloud was spreading. Napier helped evacuate Graniteville. Later, he got a look by helicopter.
We did a flyover. I mean, it was like a twilight zone. You could see cars all up down the highways with the doors open.
9 people died in the Graniteville derailment and chlorine spill. Since then, the railroad industry has worried another accident like that could ruin them.
The lesson that we drew from that was if there is a major catastrophe, the railroad carrying this material could very easily be forced into bankruptcy and be forced out of operation.
That's Edward Hamburger, the head of the Association of American Railroads. Hamburger calls the Graniteville accident a tragedy for the town and a financial mess for the railroad responsible, Norfolk Southern.
The accident in Graniteville resulted in damages of $400 to $500 million.
Norfolk Southern won't confirm those numbers, but consider this. It's still in court over an incident involving 9 deaths. Experts say if a similar derailment happened in the middle of a big city like Chicago, it could kill at least 10,000 people. Hamburger says railroads can't insure against that. Now, you might think they would refuse to carry toxic inhalation hazards, but the government says they have to because rail has the best safety record.
The freight railroad industry has what is known as a common carrier obligation to carry these toxic by inhalation materials. Several of our members have said if they were not forced to, they would not carry it because of that liability threat.
Hamburger says if the government won't lift the obligation, it's fair to require chemical companies to pay some insurance. And he says it would make the public safer. The argument goes if chemical companies paid more to insure against transportation accidents, they would create safer chemicals.
With regard to the argument that the chemical industry needs an incentive to make safer products, frankly, we've got all the incentive in the world.
Marty Durbin is with the American Chemistry Council. He says chemical companies already pay insurance against accidents in their factories, and they are looking for alternatives to chlorine and other toxic inhalation hazards. Durbin says besides, when trains leave their factories, financial risk should be out of their hands.
You'd have to have liability throughout the chain that helps to motivate continued safety improvement.
The chemical and railroad companies will battle this out in front of government agencies for a while. In the meantime, each year, trains will make 100,000 shipments of toxic inhalation hazards along the nation's railroads, even if some freight rail companies don't want to. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.